Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
This week's portion, or Parsha, is Kedoshim. Kedoshim translates from the Hebrew to mean the holy ones. This is the 14th word and the first distinctive word in the Parsha. This Parsha is the 30th weekly Torah portion in the annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings. In it, the major topics seem to be the laws of holiness and ethical behavior. It repeats the Ten Commandments and describes the penalties for sexual transgressions. Typically, it is read in late April or May. The lunar solar Hebrew calendar has 55 weeks. The exact number depends on various other considerations intervene so that there are only 52 weeks in a year, and there are several portions which need to be read as double portions. This portion, Kedoshim, is frequently attached to Acharei Mot, the previous Parsha, so in order to have the count work out properly for the number of readings for the number of weeks in the year. And the Haftarah for Kedoshim is taken from Amot, or Amos. And Amos speaks with a judgment speech against sinful nations. He warns that wicked kingdoms will be wiped off the face of the earth, and that includes the nation of Israel, which God does not think is any better than the Ethiopians, the Philistines, or the Arameans. However, God promises not to completely erase the nation he brought out of Egypt. In punishing his own people, God will save a small remnant of the once numerous group. Amos' speech is designed to remind the people that merely being a member of a chosen people does not guarantee salvation. A life of good deeds is also required. Though Amos is scolding the people in his prophecy, he ends with a vision of redemption, describing a time, quote, when the mountains shall drip wine and all the hills shall wave with grain. Only then will God restore the people to their land, never more to be uprooted. It's interesting to note that though Amos came from the southern kingdom of Judah, his prophetic message is aimed at the northern kingdom of Israel, Samaria, and Bethel. The rulers at the time were Jeroboam II, who ruled around 781 to 741 BC, and had been a very avaricious conqueror of Syria, Moab, and Ammon. He extended his dominion from the source of the Orontes on the north to the Dead Sea on the south. The whole northern empire had enjoyed a long period of peace and security, marked by a revival of artistic and commercial development. Social corruption and the oppression of the poor and helpless were prevalent. Others were carried away by the free association with the heathen peoples, which resulted from conquest or commercial contact, and went so far as to fuse worship of the Israelite God with that of pagan deities. Amos was one of the first prophets to write down his message he received. He always has been admired for the purity of his language, his beauty of diction, and his poetic art. In all respects, he is Isaiah's spiritual predecessor. It's interesting, we only know of Amos directly from the book himself, which he authored. Makes us hard to know who the historical Amos typically was. The connection with the Torah portion today is that Haftarah from Amos emphasizes themes of universal divine judgment, which are implied in Parshat Kedoshim, where we read about God choosing and sanctifying the Israelites. God says, I have set you apart from other peoples to be mine. The Haftarah reminds Israel that even though they are chosen, they are not given a license to sin, Their punishment for sinning will be no less than the punishment meted out to other peoples. Thank you. Let me remind you that your darshan, your explainer today, is what in Hebrew is referred to as a Yehudi Pashut Meharei Baltimore, a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. I'm neither a rabbi nor an academic scholar. I'm just a simple Jew. I hope you enjoyed these words. And as my daughter-in-law from Texas would say, Shalom all y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.